title of the post is Dare to be Great. The year is 1862. The Civil War is raging. On May 12th, Robert Smalls, a slave, had been assigned to the Confederate military transport boat, the Planter. And he had been assisting in the piloting of the boat. As a teen, he had been hired out as a longshoreman and had picked up some piloting skills and had knowledge of the waterways around Charleston, South Carolina, where the Planter had been harbored. So on May 12th, after the white officers had left the ship and had gone home to sleep in their own beds, Smalls maneuvered the Planter out of the harbor to a wharf where he picked up his wife and children and the wives and children of his fellow slave crewmen. And he went from the safe harbor into the deep waters, maneuvered past 6 Confederate checkpoints, and was able to take the boat to the Union-controlled enclave. Smalls' daring escape was not only a military coup, it was also a cultural breakthrough. When President Abraham Lincoln found out about Smalls' courageous feat, it became a major factor in Lincoln's decision to allow African Americans to enlist in the Union Army. And Smalls went on to a distinguished career as a Union soldier, and then post-Civil War as a businessman, as a publisher, and as a politician, serving in the U.S. House of Representatives throughout Reconstruction. What can you and I learn from Smalls' historic example? Let's call it the 4 T's. Test your waters, tackle your fears, take down your barriers, trigger your future. You can learn about all 4 T's in the book. Right now, we're going to dig into test your waters. Your waters may not be as treacherous as the actual waters that Smalls had to maneuver through on May 12, 1862, but you will still have to venture from your shore, past your safe harbor, into the deep waters, if you're going to do anything great in your life. This is the metaphor that I want you to grasp. Safe harbor versus deep waters. Your safe harbor represents the usual routine. The deep waters signifies those unknown opportunities. I'm challenging you, would like very much for you to think about how you can take on those risks. That's what it means to move beyond your safe harbors. Yes, you have to manage those risks. You have to calculate those risks, but you have to embrace those risks and step into those deep waters. If you do so, you position yourself to do something great, to dare to be great, to accomplish something like Smalls, historic.